went from Indianola to Jackson County. Of course, at that time, Texana was the county seat of Jackson County, and they were around in and around Texana, and then they moved the county seat to Edna, and they had property there, and he was the county surveyor for many years. And she had 13 children. My mother was third to the youngest. The two younger ones died in infancy. The brother, just older than she, had had whooping cough, and he was almost over it. And she said he got playing and jumping and got hot and choked, choked to death. Of course, a lot of, there was a high percentage of infant mortality back in those days. And then the older ones never, many of them, several of them, did not grow to maturity because they died from typhoid fever or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know about the educational background of your grandparents?
Actually not, other than he was a surveyor. Now, he would have had to learn that somewhere. I don't know whether it was from being with somebody else, but he had a brother who was a poet, and I have many of his poems that I found in the attic of the house. He was also a surveyor with him, and he left this country, though, and went to Minnesota. He died in Minnesota, but they had all these poems and things. And one of them was called Scenes of My Childhood, and it was written about Tioga County in Pennsylvania. Very beautiful. I don't know about grandmother, what her education was, but I do know that she realized the importance of education, and she saw to it that all her children got as good an education as they could afford at that time. They didn't have a lot of money, but she raised a garden, and she took her produce to town, and she sold it so that the children could go to school. And she educated my mother in music.
So she also had a musical background.
Yes, she did.
Now, how about your father's people? His mother and father.
My grandfather was the youngest of six children. He and two of his sisters were the only ones of the family that ever married. His father died when he was 9, and his mother died when he was 13. Their educational background must have been from older people. I know that he could read and write, and he wrote a very nice hand, but I'm sure that it was tutored. You know, they must have had somebody live in that knew how to teach them the basic things. My grandmother Fagan was born at Salura on Matagorda Island, and that was a town that was short-lived, and the storms, I think, finally washed it away. But the main reason that they moved from Salura to the mainland was during the Civil War, when the federal boats came so close to the island, within 3 miles, they could, shell the thing. And most of the men had gone off to war, but those who were not gone helped the families move to the mainland for safety, principally.
There were several, weren't there some Confederate fortifications?
Yes.
Now, let's see. Do you happen to know about when your grandparents or the grandparents were born? Do you know what?
Yes, my grandfather was born in 1842, and grandmother was born in about 1843.